Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. I want to start off by saying thank you. I know I say this a lot, but I don't know that I can say it enough. I am so grateful that you're listening. I'm so grateful that you share this podcast with others. I am so grateful for your reviews, right? Because there's no podcast without you. At the time of this recording, we just hit 79,000 downloads. I didn't listen 79,000 times. You did. And getting your PMs and DMs and telling me how this is making such a huge difference for you, I mean, that's the highlight of my day, my week, and all of that. So thank you. I really do appreciate it. I want to read a review from one of our listeners, identified as Stitch Doc. And this doctor says, incredibly valuable content, exclamation mark, with those beautiful five stars that I really love. And goes on to say, I love this podcast. Each episode has great info for changing your mindset and taking action. And thank you so much, Stitch Doc, for that review. I love five-star reviews. That's like jewelry or shoes for another girl. Absolutely love it. But I really love that your review captures the essence of this podcast. I don't want you to just be inspired. I want you to be inspired and I want you to take action because I know that's the winning combination. If you do that, you can look at your life 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 6 months from now and go like, wow, the difference 6 months can make. And that's what I really want for you. So thank you so much for that kind review. Truly appreciate it. And I can't wait to hear all your success stories and celebrate them with you. All right. So I hope you're ready for this episode. I've thought about this a lot, and this is something that has the potential to keep you in analysis paralysis. This is something that has the potential to keep you in a bad mood. It has the potential to stop you from showing up. And it's regret, the regret of wasted time. So I have the pleasure of knowing people who are in their final year in residency, or they just graduated residency, or they're in their first few years of practice, and they are learning these principles. And I'm like, this is so mind-blowing. Because when I was at that their stage, I had no idea any of this existed. I had no idea that doctors could thrive as entrepreneurs. I didn't even know coaching was a thing. I didn't know consulting was a thing. This was actually before the internet and social media was really a big deal as far as the dissemination of information. So there are no Facebook groups where you can say, oh, wow, this person did that. I had no exposure to it. So it took me a while, right, before I got to this stage and all of that stuff. And I'm like, wow, what if I learned this 10 years earlier, right? What if at the beginning of my journey as an entrepreneur, I knew these things? But I will tell you something I do not do. I do not regret any of that time, right? I didn't really understand what being an introvert was. So I said, you know, I'm shy, I'm socially awkward, I don't really do people and all that. And I just said, you know, and that's because I'm an introvert. But that's not because I'm an introvert. An introvert doesn't mean any of those things, right? So I'm thinking I had all this stuff in me. I could have been writing. I could have started a podcast earlier. I could have been doing videos earlier. I could have been speaking earlier. I could have done all these things, but I felt trapped because I was an introvert and I was like, I can't do that. And now I know that's not true. And I'm like, wow, what if I knew this 10 years ago, right? What if I stepped out of my shell in high school? Because there are things I wanted to do in high school, things I wanted to do in college, I just didn't do because I was like, I'm an introvert. So you think about it. What time do you regret wasting, right? Maybe you're not even taking action now because you're like, wow, I've wasted so much time. I've wasted so much of my life. And that's just not true, okay? So I have a strategy that will put you in a position where you never regret wasted time. Like regret is not a word I use. It just isn't. And I'll show you how I do that, okay? So the three things that I do when I think about time lost and all of that stuff. Number one is I get clear on the cost. I get clear on the cost of living in regret of wasted time. And the cost is you'll never do anything with your time, right? So wasting yesterday, wasting 10 years is one thing, but spending the next 10 years in regret of wasting the last 10 years, now you've gone from a lost 10 years to a lost 20 years, right? That's the cost of living in regret. When you feel like, wow, I've wasted all this time, you don't show up as your best self. You can't, because the mindset is, I've lost so much time that I can't recover. I've lost so much time that I can't become the best version of myself. I've lost so much time that I can't achieve my potential. And so you just show up kind of, you know, like, I'm just going to do stuff, so I'm doing stuff. But you don't show up as your best self. You don't show up committed. You don't show up ready to give it your best effort. You don't show up that way. That's the cost. So the cost is you've lost the time you regretted, you're regretting, and you're losing the time that you spend regretting the time you lost. It is too expensive, right? If you lost 10 years, the question is, can you afford to lose another 10? And if the answer to that is no, then the time to stop living in regret is right now. You might go like, okay, but how do I do that practically? I'm coming. I still got two more things. But right now, I want you to make a quality decision. I am never, never going to sit and wallow in and feel sorry for myself because of time that I think I could have spent doing something else. Maybe you're here, you've worked a job and you're like, man, I worked for the man for 25 years. All this time I could have been building my own empire. No, you're going to make a decision today. That regret, I'm done with it. I am done. I have all of my life, all that's left to make the most of. I don't have time to be thinking about tomorrow. The only time we look in our rear mirrors, really, for any length of time is when we're going backwards. So are we going backwards or forwards? We're deciding to do forward today, okay? So I've made that decision. I want to invite you to make that decision, not tomorrow, not next week. It's your mind. You can decide. It's your life. You can decide. You're the boss of you. You're the CEO of you. You can make an executive decision that I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore, okay? And I hope you did that with me. All right. Number two is to actually sit and identify the lesson. Identify the lesson. Okay. So for instance, I am an introvert, but my interpretation of that was that me being shy, me being socially awkward, me running away from stages, me not showing up as my authentic self, and all that was because I was an introvert, which is a lie, right? I'm an introvert. It means that I draw my energy from solitude. So when I want to recharge, I want to refresh, I want to do all of that, I do it in solitude. I like hanging out with myself. I like taking walks by myself. I like going on rides by myself. I like going to a place like Starbucks. This was pre-COVID, and just put my headphones in. So there are people there, but nobody's talking to me, and I'm just doing my thing. I like it. Right? And that's where I do my best work. That's where I do my thinking. That's where I come up with ideas for the business school. That's where I come up with ideas for the podcast. That's where I think through questions people have been asking me and trying to connect the dots. And all my best work is done in solitude. So the lesson is, I can be an introvert. I can still dominate on stage. I can still own my voice. I can still show up as my authentic self. I can do all of that. That's the lesson. I can be an introvert and still be an exceptional entrepreneur, an exceptional speaker. That's the lesson. Maybe you wasted time. You had this business idea, and 5 years later, you haven't done anything about it. Maybe the lesson is, if you don't take action, nothing happens. If all you do is dream, then your dream is going to stay a dream. It's not going to become reality. Now, that may hurt a little, but that's the lesson. That's the lesson. So what's the lesson that the time you wasted has taught you? So one thing is to waste the time. The other thing is to waste the lesson. So pull out the lesson. What is it? Identify it. All right? And that's your opportunity if you haven't already, to fix it, right? So for instance, you know, I'm like, oh man, I can't network because I'm an introvert. Not true. Networking is a business skill, and like any other skill, it can be learned, right? So what do? I go start networking. Oh my goodness, I can't show up powerfully on stage. Not true. Own a stage. Own a stage. Do you see what I'm saying? So I want you to think, what is the lesson? What is the lesson? Identify that lesson. Learn the lesson, right? Okay. So number one, get clear on the cost of living in regret. Number two, identify the lesson. Number three, and this is my favorite one, okay? The first two things set the stage for this one. Teach others the lessons. Teach others the lessons. So when I think about it, I'm like, oh my goodness, it took me how many years to come out of my shell and be me, right? Like how many years? And then what do now? I love introverts. I'm like, come on, you can own your voice. You can own your message. Your business idea is great. You can network. You can speak on stages. You can start a YouTube channel. You can start a podcast. You can do all these things. And so every time they shorten their time, I get my time back in my mind, right? So if it would have taken, for instance, I have people in the business school who are like, oh my goodness, I have done more in 1 month, 30 days of being in the business school than I've done in the last 2 years in my business. So I saved that person 1 year and 11 months. How much time did I waste, right? The time that I'm like, oh my gosh, I wasted all that time. But now I've helped somebody else gain back a year and 11 months. Does that make sense? So what did I do? I gained back time by helping somebody else save time. So what are those lessons you've learned? Go help other people overcome the same problem you had. Every time you do that, you're buying back time. You're buying back time. And then you have no wasted time, right? You pay it forward. You go help somebody else not have the challenge that you had. And your life changes dramatically. Okay, so this is what I do. So I love introverts. I love helping people own their voices. I love helping people start their businesses. I love helping people take massive action. And if you notice on the podcast, it's thoughts and actions, just like, you know, Stitch Doc said, thoughts and actions, thoughts and actions. I've had this mindset of, oh, I can't. I can't make that kind of money. I can't touch these kind of people. People are not going to listen to me. All of that stuff. So what do? I come here multiple times a week to make sure you know that you can. And I give you little steps and I'm like, just take these steps and move forward. Why do I do that? Because I spent so many years not doing that. And how do I live a life not regretting that time? By helping you win. Because when you win, I have my time back. Okay, so that's kind of my way of dealing with regret. So I don't live with it. I just don't. Regret a waste of time? I don't. I just go help other people win. I've helped hundreds of doctors win. So I didn't lose any time because I've taken all the lessons from that time and converted it into value in the lives of other people. That's what I've done. So it wasn't really wasted time. It was a curriculum. Okay, it was a curriculum. So what do I want you to do today, right? Because I want you to live a life without regret, right? What do I want you to do? I want you to make a decision, a quality decision. I'm not going to live in regret anymore. I'm not going to worry about wasted time anymore. I know it's too expensive. I can't afford to pay for that. It's too much. Then two, you're going to see it as a gift. So what was the lesson from this wasted time? What is the lesson? And then you're going to take that lesson and you're going to convert it to value and you're going to put it in other people facing the same challenge you are. Every time they win, you win. Every single time they win, you win. And then you can go like, nah, I don't feel bad, you know, because I was the introverted introvert and it didn't start all these things early, because I can look around and see all the YouTube channels started because of me, because of that lesson. I can see all the podcasts started because of that lesson. I can see the blog started because of that lesson. I can see the businesses started because of that lesson. I can see people's lives and businesses turned around because of the lesson. So it's fine. It was a gift. The wasted time was a gift. How do you convert it to a gift? By doing these three things. Okay. All right. So I hope you got it. I hope you made the decision. And just think about it, where the thing that you've spent all this time regretting can become the thing that you celebrate. Imagine that people flock to you and identify with you because you get them, because you share the stories of how you overcame or the lessons you learned from the wasted time. So imagine that. You go from regret to celebration. Isn't that cool? All right. So I hope this helped you. I know this helped you. What I want you to do is I want you to do it. Okay. I want you to do it. And if you do this and it makes such a huge difference, let me know, right? PM me, DM me, Instagram, Facebook, whichever. Let me know. Listen, I listened to this and I did this and this is the impact it's had in my life. I'd love to know. Okay. So go take action. Share this episode with another doctor in your life. Tell them they absolutely need to subscribe, listen, and rate it too. And I will see you on the next episode of the EntreMD podcast. Hey, if you love listening to the EntreMD podcast, I want to invite you to join EntreMD On Demand. It is my signature subscription program that gives you access to a library of business courses designed to help you do one thing as a physician entrepreneur, and that is to thrive. Just head out to EntreMD.com/on-demand, and I'd love to have you join us. See you on the inside.